Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, September 28th, 2016. I had a little trouble getting into the show. That's why it's just a few minutes late. I'm Andrea Daniel. And today we're talking about the Author's Brunch, which is coming up this Sunday, October 2nd. My guests are Deborah Rose Pettigrew, author of the award-winning novel Why, and noted broadcaster with Superstation 910 AM, and literary lover and my good friend Cliff Russell. Deborah's company, Death Row Productions, is bringing the Author's Brunch to Detroit, and Cliff Russell is host. And I want to bring in Deborah and Cliff into this show. Do I have my two people with me?
Yes, you
well,
do.
Well, I'm here with you, Andrea. Yes.
Good, good,
hello,
good. Welcome,
Deborah.
Welcome. Yes, yes. And I know, Cliff, I threw you for a little bit of a spin. I know you didn't know Deborah was going to be with us, but she was so kind, and she came on board with me today. So I want to thank her, and I want to thank you both for being here.
Well, that's a very pleasant surprise, and I'm honored to be on with both of you.
Yes,
very
and thank
good.
You so
thank
much
you.
For the opportunity.
You are so welcome. And, Deborah, I want to start with you because I understand that the Author's Brunch is a traveling event. You've already brunched in Chicago in June, and you've got
yes.
Memphis on your list, and you'll brunch in Detroit this Sunday. So what is the purpose of the Author's Brunch and for the traveling end of it?
Well, the purpose of the Author's Brunch, it's used as a platform primarily for emerging and independent authors to broaden their audience and present their work to people they otherwise wouldn't necessarily meet. And it gives book clubs and readers an opportunity to meet these new authors, because one day these authors will also be on the New York Times best-selling list. And so these people together, along with best-selling authors, to present their work.
Okay. So how do they do that? What's the format for the brunch? I mean, you're giving emerging and indie authors a chance to meet national authors. What is the format, and how do they get to do that engaging?
Okay. So what the independent authors do, or the local authors, I have them get up and present themselves. They normally get about 5 to 10 minutes to speak about who they are and the work that they currently have or what they're working on. And then we do a one-on-one interview with the featured author, and that's normally my New York Times or my best-selling author. We allow them to we do a one-on-one interview with them. And we allow the audience to ask questions. And once that's over, the audience can mingle with the new authors, go to their table, see what it is that they're working on. And a lot of times book clubs who come out, they invite the newer authors out to their book club meeting so they can have that author there speaking about their work. So it's a win-win for everybody. The authors get a chance to promote themselves, and then book clubs, they get a chance to meet some of their favorite authors up close and personal.
Ah, okay, wonderful. And we'll get into the specifics about this Sunday's event in a minute. But how many years has it been going on?
So we are now in our fifth year. Well, we're going into our fifth year with the Author's Brunch. And as you mentioned at the top of the show, it started in Chicago. We have had noted authors such as Kimberla Lawson Roby, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, Omar Tyree. And this time in Detroit, we are having Cinda Williams as our featured author. And so I started it in Chicago because that's my hometown, and I have, you know, deep roots here. But I felt this is something that needs to be taken across the country so that other people can experience this, other authors in different cities can have, like I said, a different audience to present their work to. And we come together and network and share different ideas. So that's the whole point of it.
Okay, I see. So Now, what made you want to do this type of event? Because for it to be in its fifth year, which is phenomenal, that shows that it's not just a one-time thing. That shows a great deal of passion for what you do. So, you know, what made you want to actually do this 5 years ago? Maybe it was in your head 10 years ago, but, you know, what made you want to do it?
So I did it, first of all, I did it for selfish reasons. You know, I had written this book, and I was thinking, okay, what can I do to get this book out here and get some notoriety for myself? And as I was praying about it, God said, you know what, this idea that I'm giving you is not just for you. It is for you to help other authors who are in the same situation that you're in, meaning they need a platform to promote themselves and to get the word out about who they are. Also, it is to help aspiring authors who have been walking around with a book in their head for years, and for whatever reason, they can't seem to get it out of their head. So this is a win-win for everybody. It helps, it motivates, and encourages people to do what it is that they have been put on this earth to do, and that's what it has evolved into. And each year, my passion and desire for it just gets stronger and stronger because I see the effects that it's having on authors and how a groundbreaking event like this has helped to propel them to the next level, whatever that may be.
Okay, wonderful. So now your website, Deborah, describes the author's brunch as not being the typical literary event. So you said that there is the presentations by local authors. There's the one-on-one interview with the national author, which is Cindy Williams. Tell us a little bit about Cindy Williams and what we can particularly expect from that particular part of it, the one-on-one interview.
Okay, so Cindy has a brand new book out. It's called Pink Panty Confessions, and she's talking about her life, and her life is very interesting. So she talks about, her life from the actress, from being a mom, a wife, being single, all of these things she has put into this book, and it's wonderfully written. You think that you're reading a novel. And the thing that I like about Cindy is that she's very open and honest. She doesn't hold back a lot of things. If you ask her a question, she's going to pretty much tell you just how it is. And so that's what we can expect. And Cliff has agreed to host the event, and he's going to do a wonderful job in terms of pulling out even more information about Cindy.
Right.
He's had the opportunity to interview her, so maybe Cliff can tell you a little about, you know, what that was like.
Right, yeah, and I was just getting ready to go to Cliff, too. So, yep, Cliff, come on and tell us about, you know, one, how it is that you became involved and what was your experience with talking to Cindy, because I think it was today you talked with her.
Right. Well, first of all, let me say, D.A. Rose, thank you for pulling me into the conversation, but I was thoroughly enjoying listening to you as well, so thanks for including me. You know, I was aware of author D.A. Rose and her work and her brunches, you know, for a few years now. And I love the idea. I love the thought that you had this black woman author who was not only writing books and trying to sell them, but bringing other people into this reading and writing community. I like the fact that she was trying to help people who have projects and who want to write, help them to do that. I mean, one of the things that I've been to, you know, book readings and book signings before, and they're nice events, but this was so much more. And I saw it as a utility and a help for the community. So when she got in touch with me to host this, I jumped at the opportunity. I'm excited about it, not only because I'm sure I have a book or two in me that I need to hurry up and get out, but also the fact that you're promoting writing and you're promoting reading. And I think those are very important things for our community to do. So I'm very excited about it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful. And Cliff, you fell right into my next question to you, and which is, what would you say, though, is the importance of a literate and literary community, because, you know, one of the places where a great emphasis is placed on reading and writing as community activities.
Yes. I have so many answers for that, and I'm glad you asked me that question, Andrea. I've spent, more than a little bit of time in schools teaching and coaching and subbing and doing all kinds of things. And I found out where our young people, who eventually become old people, are motivated to read and write. It unleashes a lot of their creativity. It allows them to be a more complete human being. I think it leads to not only a better individual and a better quality of life, but a better society when you have people who are literate, who read and who write and who have exposed themselves to a lot of literary works. I also remember as a journalist years ago when some of the white publishers and white critics kind of dismissed black authors, saying, well, you know, black folks don't really read. Well, there were some authors who became very popular, and they dispelled that myth, and I'm happy that that happened, and I'd like to continue that. And so to the extent that we can promote reading and writing in our community, I'm all for it.
Well, yeah, and that is so true, because, you know, we've always written. We do have some literary giants in our writing community nationally as well as locally. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that particular aspect about dispelling the myth that black people don't read, nor do we write, because we actually do. And so you talked, Cliff, about teaching in schools. What is your personal connection with reading and writing and its importance to you? Because I know that you are a lover of literary endeavors, and you're a great friend of the Motown Writers Network. You've had me on your radio show a couple of times talking about literary issues. And so what is your connection with it, and where does your love come from for it?
Well, let me start by saying you're overdue, Andre. I got to get you back on the radio program, so let's make sure we talk about that too. But and this may make you laugh, but when I was a little boy in Corville Elementary School in Detroit, I remember the teachers were trying to get us interested in reading, and everybody knew that I loved sports and basketball, and she gave me a book called Break for the Basket. And I forget who the author is. I may have been in fifth or fourth grade. But when I read that book, it was a life changer, because it opened my eyes to this whole world of literary works. And I didn't realize that you could get that much enjoyment out of reading a book. It put me on the path to reading more and more. And after years and years of being a journalist, I've decided that, you know, I need to write down some of these thoughts and these experiences and some of these things that I think I can contribute. And so, the early reading, I think, led to me eventually wanting to write. And I think that I'm better because I have a love of reading and writing.
Okay, yes. What was the name of that book the teacher gave you?
It was called Break for the Basket.
Break
for the Basket. Yeah, I couldn't have been older than fifth or sixth grade. And,
okay. And you know what?
I got to find it again one day, too.
Yes, and I ask you to repeat it, because there may be some parents listening who want to get their kids involved in reading, and just to hear you say that the book was a life changer for you at that early age, I want them to hear again what that book was. So it was Break for the Baskets, and with the Internet now, they can look it up and find out.
Exactly.
There are those life-changing books for young children, and it does happen. And so, Deborah, you were going to say something?
Andre, I was just going to say, I'm glad Cliff brought up the fact that the book was related to something that he loved, which sparked his interest to even crack the book open to read it and to have that life-changing moment. And so when we're trying to get our children interested in literary, to be literate like that, we need to understand what it is that captures their interest. And then if their first introduction to reading a book or reading period is a magazine of some sort that holds their interest, so be it, because that's the first step. That's
right.
The first step.
That is true. That is so true. That is absolutely true. I know when my son was a younger person, his father was wanting to get him to read novels, and he wasn't really interested in novels. So I said, well, what do you want to read? He's like, I want to read, like, history. I was like, oh, you like nonfiction. No problem. We can take care of that. And so today, today he is a big lover of books. He loves going to John King books and, you know, getting the old books and that kind of thing. So you're absolutely right about getting your child interested in books by introducing him to things that he or she is actually interested in now, which is so important. So
right.
I'm going to ask this next question of both of you. What is it that you look forward to most about the author's brunch? And I'm going to start with getting the answer from Deborah.
I look forward to meeting the authors and the aspiring authors that will be there, because I'm believing that there will be quite a few people who come to the brunch who are looking for the tools that they need in order to make that literary step. And so I'm looking forward to meeting them. I'm looking forward to sharing the information with them. And then I'm also looking forward to hearing back from them 6, 9, 12 months from now, when they call and say, you know what, D.A. Rhodes, because we attended the author's brunch, we were able to start and finish this book, we are now on the literary road that we have been dreaming about for years. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Right. Okay. And Cliff, what are you looking forward to most?
Well, I would say ditto to the things that she said, but also I'm looking forward to seeing this exciting event come to Detroit. I suspect that once it comes here and Detroiters participate, it'll become an annual event, and we look forward to it coming every year. But also, I look forward to being a part of an event that showcases black creativity and black talent. I'm still of the opinion that so many of our artists and our writers and folks like D.A. Rhodes, who wrote an outstanding book, even though they may receive awards and acclaim, they still don't get the props that they deserve. And so anything that's going to shed more light on that and encourage others to follow in their footsteps and to put their creativity on display as well, I'm excited about. And I see it as a great event, but one that has long-term lasting benefits for Detroit.
Okay.
I would just like to say one more thing, Andrea.
Sure.
We do have a local author from Detroit, Latresa Rice. She's going to be one of our local authors who will be there presenting her work to the people as well. So kudos and shout out to you, Latresa. Thank you so much.
Okay, very good. And I also understand that there are some bonuses, some giveaways that will be going on at the event.
Oh, yes. So one of the things that we do at the Author's Brunch is we like to give things away, but we do it with a little twist. And what we are going to do is choose several people from the audience who have been thinking about those books, and we're going to ask each one of those people to give their quote-unquote elevator pitch, to talk to us about what their book is and why we should want to read that book. And then we'll let the audience, you know, come up with who is, you know, the first runner-up or, you know, Miss Author's Brunch that day or whatever. But we will have incentives for people to share their story and to tell other people about it.
Ah, so that's a cue for any authors listening that want to show up. That's a cue for them to get their pitch ready because they don't know if they will be selected. Is that right?
Exactly. You don't know, but you need to make your speech 60 seconds or less because that is one of the qualifiers.
That's right. Okay, everybody listening, if you want to, you know, give your elevator pitch about your next book, it's got to be 60 seconds or less. So get to working on it. Stand in front of the mirror. Get your pitch together because you may be selected from the audience to give your elevator pitch. That's a wonderful incentive. Thank you so much. So, Deborah, let everybody know the details about getting there, the location, the time, the fee. Can they show up at the door and pay, or do they have to pre-register? Let them know those details.
Okay, so again, the author's brunch is going to be Sunday, October 2nd at the Motor City Hotel and Casino. It's from 1 until 5 p.m. There will be an all-you-can-eat brunch buffet along with all of the tools you'll need to become a successful author. And the fee is $60. If you want more information, we would prefer that you pre-register so that we can be prepared for you. You can do that by going to theauthorsbrunch.com. That's theauthorsbrunch.com. Or you can call 708-913-7287, 708-913-7287. And there will be a limited amount of tickets at the door. So if you don't get to theauthorsbrunch.com or call me, you can come to the door.
Okay. All right. Good, good, good. And both of you, one last thing. I want you each to say something that will encourage somebody listening to actually show up. Pre-register, because pre-registration is preferred, but to give somebody that extra push to get them there on Sunday. Deborah, let's start with you.
Well, I would say that, again, if you have been walking around with this book inside of you for however many years and you know that God has placed this in you and it is time for you to birth it, the author's brunch is the place for you. Come and get the tools that you need to learn how to finish, start and finish your book, how to publish your book, and then how to market your book so that you can make money off of your gift. Your gift will make room for you, but you must do the work in order to get to that point. So this will be a life-changing experience for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Cliff, your turn.
Well, I would say there are far too few events in your life that allow you to change your life, to enhance your life, to learn, to network, to meet people, to have a life-changing experience, and to eat well, too. And the author's brunch is going to be all that and more coming up on Sunday. And so I think, as Deborah said, anybody who has a book inside of them and wants to know how to unleash that book in a powerful way, anybody who craves networking and making relationships with people who are positive, who are doing things, and who are headed toward their own successes, then the author's brunch is the place that you would want to be. I'm, again, very much looking forward to being there, very honored to host it, and I suspect that once I've experienced the author's brunch, you'll see a book coming out of me soon, too.
That's right, because I've heard you say that a few times, and so you know it definitely is time for you to get your book out.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm guilty as charged.
That's all right.
Andre,
that's all
we'll
right.
Both
it's
be
not,
on
it's
him.
Not going to last. Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will. Well, Deborah, D.A. Rose, and Cliff Russell, I want to thank you both so much for being on the show. Unfortunately, our time is up, but I definitely had a wonderful conversation. I'm looking forward to hopefully being there myself on Sunday.
Thank
pleasure
you.
And an honor, and I want to thank you very much.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. So you both have a good rest of your night.
All right,
you
too. Thanks a lot.
All right, you do the same, Andrea.
Okay,
look
you're
see
welcome.
You on
good night. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Bye-bye. And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to again thank my guests, D.A. Rose, or Deborah Rose Pettigrew, and Cliff Russell for being on the show and talking with me about the author's brunch that is happening this Sunday. Be sure to find out all the information you need to pre-register at theauthorsbrunch.com. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com, and you can find us on Facebook, and be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you out there so much for listening in. I really do appreciate you for being there, and I want you to have a good rest of your day, have a good rest of your week, and live a good story, and if you are so inclined, write about it. Good night.